Brian Kelly from the Kelly Auto Group is joining us. And Brian, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us and discuss what's happening with you guys.
Well, thanks for having me. And as you know, there's a lot going on right now.
Brian, I know that it's a people business. It's an auto business, but it's a people business. But a lot of folks may not know this, that the auto sales piece is closed. However, the service continues on a limited basis, right?
Yes. Service is open from 8 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. And we're booking service. Mostly it's for emergencies. If somebody gets a flat tire or they're going to do some driving because they don't want to fly and they want to have the vehicle checked out, you know, we have enough staff to be able to do that.
As far as the business itself, what are other you know, when you talk to other, you know, folks in the auto industry, what are they saying about what this means for the business? You know, overall, I mean, you're a company with a lot of dealers around the North Shore, but there's a lot of people in similar positions around the country as well.
Right. Well, it's obviously devastating for the automobile business. You know, prior to the shutdown on Tuesday, we were selling 3-4 cars a day at each dealership. I didn't have a lot of shoppers. People would come in because their lease was up or they really needed a vehicle, and that's all going to dry up. You know, that's a big part of our revenue. And being open only from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., you know, we're not doing the volume of service or parts business. Our body shop, we have like 65 cars in the body shop, so we have a full staff to get those cars out because I'm sure that people are anxious to get the cars once they're finished.
Yeah, I know, you know, I go to one of your dealers and it's a very comfortable place to wait, but I'm thinking that even waiting for your service, is that questionable now?
Yeah, there's really nobody waiting. They'll drop the car off and they'll come back and pick it up. There's a few people that will wait if it's just a nail in a tire or they have a quick lube service, which we could do in about 20 minutes. But yeah, there's nobody sitting in the waiting rooms like there was, you know, a couple of 3 months ago.
Absolutely.
Keep that space. I stopped into a grocery store just quickly this morning to get my Cheerios that I have every morning, and they had a line set up that you had to stand behind at the cashier. You know, I was very respectful of that, and I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, exactly. All of these things. And this all happened very fast. Maybe tell us about the decision-making process that went in, you know, at Kelly Auto or other auto groups, because, again, everything's ramped up so quickly in the last 10 days or so.
Well, obviously, we have a management team that helps me run all the dealerships. We have about 450 or 60 employees. And we got all our managers together and tried to make the best decisions that we possibly could. And it changes, as you know, it changes every hour, every day. There's something new. The stimulus package, which I guess was passed overnight, still has to get ratified. And then we'll have to have that dumbed down so we'll know how that will affect our employees. But I've just made the decisions by committee. You know, I don't sit and make them myself. My son-in-law, Brian Heaney, is very instrumental in helping me make the tough decisions that we have to make. And I feel if we have as many of the managers involved as we can, it just works better. You know, 10 brains are better than one.
But again, there are people, you've had to deal with layoffs at this point, right?
Yeah, we've had some layoffs. You know, unemployment was under 3%. And you know, probably the last people that we hired over the last, say, 6 months, those were most of the people that got laid off. I've kept all my general managers, most of my managers, you know, the people that have been with me a long time that helped grow the business. I feel obligated to, you know, keep them on and take care of them as best I can.
Brian, if you were to jump back 2 months, what was the auto industry or business like and so on? And how was car buying doing at that, or car leasing, if you will, doing at that point?
Oh, it was doing great. We were having a good year. Things were rocking and rolling. Very optimistic about the future. You know, you could sense there was a little bit of urgency, you know, once they started talking about it in China. Well, that's China, so that's not a big deal. You know, then when it went to Europe, then, well, that's getting closer to home. And, you know, then when we had a couple of cases, you know, we kind of ramped up precautions, so to speak. And then we would sit down and say, well, what if it comes here? And, you know, what if we have to do that? So it did come quickly, but we were thinking about it over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we wish it wasn't happening. What I really enjoy is how everybody's helping everybody and people are getting together. I've had many friends reach out to me, ask me if I'm okay. You know, is there anything I need? No, that's kind of nice. And obviously, you know, 'cause the family, we've spent more time together as a family recently. And, you know, that's not such a bad thing. I wish it wasn't under these conditions, But you kind of really know who your friends are, and you really know what's important when you have a crisis like this.
You know, I think a lot of us, Brian, are looking at, you know, at this point, everybody wants to be safe. There's the medical issues. We're self-distancing. We're doing all of that piece. But we're, you know, the students are out of school. And I think a lot of us are concerned about how local businesses are doing because our neighbors or whatever are all employed at different places. And obviously, Kelly Auto, a major employer in the area and so on. So, I mean, we want to know how businesses are doing. What else do you hear from other business people?
Well, it's pretty much the same. Almost every car dealership around, I'm friends with them all, and I've called a couple to get their take on it, and I've had several call me. Well, you have this cash burn rate, and that's what you worry about. You know, a good-sized dealership, we could easily lose $1 million a month, easily. You know, you do that for 5 or 6 months, and, you know, that really hurts. So you try to minimize your losses, cut your expenses, and at the same time, you want to keep your valued employees, and you still want to be able to service your customers. But, yeah, no, we have to take care of the expenses. This package that they're coming out with, I know there's some things in for small business, and we'll have to see how, you know, we could take advantage of any of those opportunities. But, you know, my father told me years ago, cash is king, and this is one of the times where you don't want to be over-leveraged. And if you have saved a few dollars, you can help your company get through some of these difficult times. But if it keeps going on and on and on, at some point there'll be more layoffs, and, you know, there'll be that trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm. Did the governor's order this week on small businesses, was that impactful at all on your business, or had you already done these things, right?
Well, we did most of them. We cut our hours to 8 to 6, but then after the governor come out and mm-hmm. made his message, then we decided, well, we don't need to be open until 6, we'll be open until 2. And we're exempt because we're a service industry and we have to take care of cars and people need their cars to get places.
Yeah. Exactly. Brian, anything else you want to share with us at all about how the Kelly Auto Group's dealing with this?
Well, we're just doing the best we can. We're trying to be as humane as we can with everybody. My employees have been great. I had several, actually, that came to me and said, you know, Mr. Kelly, we're just uncomfortable being around this many people in the workplace. Could you lay us off so we could collect unemployment? And for those people and the ones that were laid off, we paid them all their sick time, all their vacation time. And, you know, just keep our fingers crossed. We'll get back on our feet. I know Mr. Trump is saying, you know, we'll be all set by Easter. I'm not so sure that's a reality. But if it takes a couple of 3 months, we'll hopefully try to get things back as quick as we can. We'll certainly do our part.
Right. And obviously people are driving less right now, it's good to know the service pieces available for people because people are obviously driving some. You can't
sure.
totally cut that out.
If it gets to a point where I go a whole week and we don't have a service customer, then I'll just shut everything down. There's no sense of keeping everybody here, you know, just for no reason at all. So, you know, we're flexible. We can move at a moment's notice. I'm in my office today working. My son-in-law is working. All my general managers and managers are all working. So, you know, we can adapt to anything that happens very quickly.
Yeah, good. I was going to ask you that question, but good. That's good. Well, Brian, we do think of about the businesses. Obviously, you're one of them and a key one here on the North Shore. But again, thanks so much for joining us, and hopefully this does end soon and businesses can get back to doing what they do.
I'll keep my fingers crossed. Thank you very much.
Yep. Brian Kelly, from the president of Kelly Auto Group, here on the North Shore.